The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever.
She's too excited. Her man looked like he won't. A lot of questions that came in on our talking text line here revolving around our champion of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance bracket, which we announced Ryan Imaguanago, the big winner, because he was assigned a slow driver in the left lane. People are texting in. Multiple people have said, did you know that you can get a ticket for going too slow in the passing lane? Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, I've seen speed limits that say minimum this.
Sure.
Maximum that.
Okay.
I wonder how often that happens, though.
So Ian texts in, if you're doing 80 in the left lane, passing cars to the right, somebody comes flying up behind you and you slow them down, are you the D-bag to them?
Depends how fast you're going.
Well, he said he's going 80. 80 in the left lane.
So and someone comes up on them, then no.
Okay.
No.
You're fine in that situation.
Yeah. I think as long, if you're going 80 and you're still passing people on the right, like, I have the right to not be going 90.
Yeah.
I'm still somewhat showing respect to the road and those around me. Like, going that much faster is, like, reckless. And at that point, I'm unwilling to meet you at your...
Yes.
Like, if I'm passing people steadily, you can just wait until... If I'm going considerably above the speed limit.
But it's fine as long as that person that's going faster than 80 gives you the time in order to move over.
Yeah,
and
if
not
there's
just do it recklessly.
If there's like a, if there's a line of cars on the right and I'm passing, but then I see a gap after that guy came flying up on Michu, like even though I'm going 80, I'll just get over quickly because I know he's going to fly by, and then I just slide back out and continue.
You know
on
what?
My way.
And it goes both ways, Gabe. I think the guy going 90 is a D-bag.
Oh yeah,
because that's clearly reckless.
Yes, 100%.
I think that comfort zone is 72 to 82.
Yeah,
that's where
there.
It is for me.
I
if you're heading up 39 to, what is that, La Crosse or Wausau?
Yeah, Wausau.
There's nothing up there.
No.
Right? So I will go 85.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it all depends on where you're at.
Billy in Sussex saying, next year you should have people who stand in front of the hot food at Quick Trip taking their time to decide. I think I think that was represented in spirit by the people who... You know, get to the front of the line in the coffee line and then don't know what they want to get and then end up ordering, a 12-word drink.
What annoys me more at Quick Trip is when it's busy and a person fills up at the pump and then goes into the store for 15 minutes.
Gotcha.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
Get in your car, move it to where there are no gas tanks, and then go in.
Yeah, if everything else is full.
Don't sit in there for 20 minutes and leave your car.
Yeah, if everything else is full. Like, if it's a dead, like, and I want to run in and grab a sandwich or whatever, I'm going to run in and grab a sandwich if it's not. But, yeah, if all the other pumps are full, which at Quick Trips it happens quite a bit, you got to – I mean, there's plenty of parking spots at those Quick Trips. They're big enough.
Another thing that I wanted to mention that drives me nuts when you're talking about drive-thrus, you mentioned Starbucks – if you're ordering, like, 7 drinks, you got to go inside.
Yeah.
Like, if you're ordering something where it's going to take them 10 minutes to prepare the amount of things, you got to go in and wait, because I want a cold brew, plain, and I want to zip on out. Typically, I go in for that because I know I can run into that. And if I'm going to say exactly Starbucks, if there's even one or two cars,
and
I could just walk in, I'll just walk in and get my one drink and
leave. At coffee places now, like, if I can order online, I'll just order online.
Yeah.
Because 100%. I can order online, and those have become so efficient where I just walk in, it's sitting there, I grab it, and I'm out.
Yes.
How about this one, Joshy? How about this one? How about the mom that passes her food out at the window while she got it? And you're waiting
Here's
behind.
Your chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Also,
that drives me nuts.
People who check their whole order while they're at the window, just pull forward, and if it's not there, go in. I'm sorry. I'm not waiting for you to make sure you have your 7 McChickens. Just
but
move
are these
on.
The same? My question is, are these the same people? Are these the slow people in the left lane? Are these the people that take their shoes off on planes?
I mean.
Or does everyone kind of have their thing? Because I'm thinking about what's my thing, you know, because I'm sure I do a lot of things.
Well, I mean, your thing is wearing the same pair of socks for a week. That's your thing. Didn't make the bracket this year. But yeah, I think everybody's got their own little ticks and annoyances.
Yeah, but I'm saving the planet, so people should, like, cut me a break there. When you think about it, because the oceans are less sudsy because of me.
That's not really how that works.
Yeah, it is.
Just let him think what he wants to think there, Joshy. Yeah, I think if you are, again, because in our grievance bracket this year, these were kind of the ones that were the worst of the worst. I'm guessing there is some crossover between them, if I had to guess. I think that there's definitely some crossover. And if you do one of these things, my guess is I don't think you do all of them, but you probably do multiple of them.
Yes.
If I had to guess. That's where I went.
What's annoying at the ballpark or a football or Lambeau Field? Drunk, obnoxious people?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
person that gets up all the time and you got to move and that gets annoying.
The
right?
old complain person, about you standing.
Yeah, the old person yelling at you to sit down.
Yeah, but that'd be me. Do I have a right?
Well, no. If I want to stand up on third down because I got to make noise, that's my job as a fan. Shoe. If you want me to sit down because it's third and nine, I want to make some noise and get up. You want me to sit down? You shouldn't be at the game.
Yeah, but I remember going to games at Michigan State where people stand for the first quarter.
Well, if that's the tradition at Michigan State and you know that going in, like that's,
is there a policy, like a ticket policy that, or is it pretty much?
No, I think if.
Do whatever you want.
I don't know if it's do whatever you want. Obviously, you can't get intoxicated. And if you throw up on the person next to you, you're probably getting ejected.
I'm saying when it comes to standing up because you are restricting the view of the people behind you.
My guess is within reason, like at a Bucks game, because my wife and I got, and my wife isn't the tallest person, right? Like when we go to a Bucks game, when people stand, like usually we wait until the people stand in front of us, and then if they stand, then we stand. But people aren't going to be standing for very long. Like they do it right at the beginning of the game for the tip-off, and then you sit down. You know, somebody hits a big three, you get on your feet, you're going crazy for the next defensive possession, you're going to be up for maybe 30 seconds before you sit back down. At an NBA game, it's kind of more up and down. Football, it all depends upon the situation. Like, if you are standing and you're the only one in your section standing and it's first and 10 with 14 minutes left in the first quarter, like, all right, maybe sit down, pal. Like, you don't need to be up right now.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, if it's third and nine, any third and nine, if I want to make some noise and get up and you're telling me to sit down, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be at the game.
Why? Are there a lot of those up there?
I haven't sat. I mean, it's been one of the biggest complaints about fans who have gone to Lambeau in the last 10 years.
Well, yeah, because there's people who've had tickets their entire life and they think they're more important than the people around them because they're season ticket holders versus somebody who bought the ticket secondhand. So they deem themselves as more important, better fans, and more deserving of their way, to put it simply.
Okay.
Justin saying, yes, these are all the same people because they have zero self-awareness. Doesn't matter where. Yeah. These people do it all.
That's what I was leaning towards.
Yeah.
I think it is.
All right. Mark in Watertown wants you to know, Chew, because you would know. He says, Highway 16 out of Oconomowoc is a 65. If you're going 75, it's still not fast enough.
I've been tagged there.
Really?
Yeah.
How fast were you going?
I was late, I think, for one of the kids' youth football games from Watertown. And at 65, I was probably doing 78. He left me, though. He's a nice guy.
All right.
Nice guy.
We have...
But with the let go, Gabe, but hold on. With the let go?
Yeah.
I got to give him 15 minutes to talk about the pack.
I guess. That's fair, that's the tax. That's the tax that you pay because if you get recognized as Packers Hall of Famer Mark Chmura and they're going to let you go.
Well, they run the tags.
I mean, but also, I mean, yeah. They're going to recognize the name. You know, it's not like you were, you know, like T. Smith. Like Tony Smith is a relatively benign name, right? Like if somebody sees, you know, pulls over our teammate Tony Smith, they pull over Mark Chmura. It's a pretty distinctive name. Yeah, there's not a lot of Mark Chmuras out there. So, yeah, that's the tax you end up paying for not getting the ticket, which I think is a fair trade-off.
That's very fair. Very fair.
It's a very fair trade-off.
Not complaining one bit.
I think
and
I'm going to
tell you, this might be the best power rankings I've ever had outside of.
I think also you owe a signature, too. If they pull you over and don't give you a ticket, you got to sign something for them.
Typically, they don't want that. They just want to gab about the pack, which is fine.
Or a selfie.
Right.
What's the officer going to have that Chewy's going to be able to sign?
Yeah, you sign a ticket.
Here's the ticket I was going to give to you if you sign it instead.
100%. Say, I pulled over Mark Tremura. You can frame it. And then that's that.
Here's the ticket I was going to give you. Maybe for going 78
once,
to 65.
Maybe once upon a time, but that doesn't happen.
It's your business. Looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment with your business in mind. Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. I love the guys at Fifth Third Bank. They have done such a great job making sure Milwaukee is their home. This is commercial banking value that only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending.
Let's put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
For Chewy's power rankings. But before we get there, because I have no idea what they are, and he teased it saying they might be the best ones he's ever done. So a couple of texts, 800-990-3776. Our guy TC, Tony Cartagena, texting in saying he was at Packers Chargers last season. Kids in front of me stood to cheer at random times. They were maybe 10, having a blast. Numerous grown-ass men behind me booed the kids, yelled sit down, and got pissed every time the kids stood to cheer. Unbelievably boring fan experience there. So many old complainers. And yes, I got into it with the people yelling at the kids, leave them alone. Yeah, if the kid's 10.
Does this happen at every stadium?
I don't know. I think that it's kind of happened slowly where the fan base at Lambeau with all the season tickets has gradually gotten older. I think it was a problem for a while at Badger games.
Yeah, I think it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Because people who don't want to stand are mad at people who are standing. But I think Lambeau, because of the wait list and the people and the, you know, I mean, some of those people are locals that have been going for their entire life. They feel more important than everyone else. But I think, like, I've seen it happen at concerts. I've seen it happen at Fiserv. I've seen it happen everywhere. It's just a more widespread problem at Lambeau.
Probably because it's bigger.
Yes.
Yeah. And Brian in the Shaw says, Chewy's wanting a medal for holding the door for someone. Any healthy adult can open a door themselves. So unless someone has their hands full, are older, or need some help, Chewy can get over his Boy Scout ideals about holding doors open for people. Look, Brian in the Shaw, I know you're a loyal listener, pal, but here's the thing. I also hold doors open for people all the time. It was something that was ingrained in me. This is something that Midwestern people do all the time. You just hold open the door. You hold open the door for people. I don't care if you're young, old, hands full, hands empty. You just hold the door open for people because it's the nice thing to do. We're living in a society.
I don't expect people to bow and genuflect at me for holding the door, but a common courtesy is to thank someone, to be polite. No, that's all we're asking.
He's part of the problem. He's part of the problem with today's world.
And a last PSA here from David. PSA to the Gen Game and Chewy Nation. Be careful when doing home projects. Carbon monoxide is no joke. I unintentionally almost killed my father and myself this last weekend. And that's the only context that David provides.
Gotta change those batteries.
Be careful out there. Make sure the carbon monoxide detector is working.
I'm glad everyone's alive.
Let's go ahead and get to power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, I asked Joshy at the top of the hour what direction he wanted to go, and I know it was between top pizza places in Milwaukee or top-selling MLB jerseys last year, which I thought was kind of meh.
Okay.
So instead, we are going to go...
Double pivot?
We are going to go with
the
top-selling jerseys of all time from sportsdisplay.com. You know every name. You're going to have to think a little
bit. Okay. And this is any sport?
Any sport.
Okay.
Okay. Got to get eight to win.
Okay.
You get eight, you win. You get anything under eight, you lose.
We're working together here,
Josh,
right?
Yeah.
Working together. You may start the clock now.
Michael Jordan, number one, easy.
Yes.
Michael Jordan, number one, easy.
Now it gets more tough.
Now it gets Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, number five, easy.
LeBron's got to be
there,
right?
Yeah, especially with all the different places he played, LeBron.
LeBron, number four, easy.
Here's one, and can I use international? Because Leo Messi would be
100
million
yeah.
percent.
Lionel Messi, number two.
Okay, yep, that makes sense.
So then we have to include Ronaldo.
Okay, that makes sense as well.
Cristiano Ronaldo, number three.
How do we feel about, the only baseball jersey I think could be on here would be Jeter.
Yeah. Ichiro is a possibility.
Oh, with international sales?
Yeah. I would feel more comfortable about, a Kobe.
Oh, Kobe's good. Kobe!
Kobe, number seven. I didn't think you'd get him.
Again, having two different numbers throughout his playing career, huge. All right, there's got to be a football one.
I like Jeter.
We'll go Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, number six.
What are we at?
We have seven.
So you got one Jordan,
we've
two
got
Messi,
the first seven
three Ronaldo,
in order.
Four James, five Brady, six Jeter, seven Kobe.
All right, there's got to be another football one on here because Brady's the only football one. Is Peyton Manning big enough?
I don't like Manning. I want to almost go back to soccer because there's one other guy who's very famous and in the era of the same guys, and that would be Neymar.
Damn it. Neymar, number eight.
Damn. All right, well, let's just see if we can get the last two here, Josh. He doesn't even have to give them to us.
If you get one, I would be shocked.
If we got
and
it's
not
these
international.
Last,
and it's not
these,
international.
One of these last two, he would be shocked. I'm trying to think of other NBA names. So, Shaq's probably not on there.
No.
We already got Kobe. I mean, Steph? Could Steph sneak into that 10 spot?
Steph's not on.
Okay.
What? Do you want to give us a hint on sport?
No.
We haven't said hockey at all. Could Gretzky be big enough?
You're warm, but no, Gretzky is not on the list.
Well, it's a hockey player.
Oh, so then would it be Crosby?
It's got to be Sid the Kid.
Sidney Crosby, number nine. And then 10?
Whew.
Keep it current.
Keep it current.
Well, then.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, 10.
Okay, I was about to say that.
That's a good list.
That is a really good list.
I didn't think you'd get Neymar. I knew you wouldn't get Crosby.
Well, the thing here is
Mahomes might have been a reach.
I've done the similar thing with over-under, and I've done, Leo Messi, Ronaldo, and Neymar pop up on pretty much all these lists. Most followed, most Googled. Yeah. That's kind of where I was going with that, just because it's the biggest sport on earth.
I'm going to see Messi, actually.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Chewie doesn't like the men's soccer game. He only likes the women's game.
Yeah, I like women's. Like, if you had to pick one person on this list to see in their prime, who would it be?
I mean, it's Jordan.
Yeah, it's probably Jordan. Like, in his prime, yeah.
But, I mean, Messi, to me, has eclipsed even my, like, I don't really care about soccer. I'll watch on occasion if it's, like, entertaining or I'm, like, you know, a big match. But Messi's, like, a legend. He's going to be remembered forever. So to see him play, I think would be pretty cool.
Not here, though.
But, I mean, to people who follow soccer here, he's still the biggest person on earth.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's never going to be Michael Jordan, LeBron James in America, but it's still cool, I think.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I'm excited. Check it out. I mean, he's old, though, isn't he?
He's getting up there.
Yeah, still very good.
Yeah. I love how that's become, like, the formula in soccer. Like, you make a bleep ton of money overseas, dominate, and then you come over here, continue to make a bunch of money even though you're old, but you're good enough to dominate the MLS.
Uh-huh.
Gabe, where would Tiger be on this list if he sold a jersey? Would he be number one?
I doubt he would get past MJ, but he, without a doubt, I think he would be ahead of LeBron.
Yeah, I think top five is easy.
Yeah. It's always hard just because, like, measuring against the international soccer guys, so I don't know if he would jump over Messi or Ronaldo.
Yeah, but golf's international, too.
Kid. It is. It is.
And he's huge over there.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger changed his sport like very few other people have.
I don't know. You think he wouldn't pass Jordan up? I understand.
Yeah. Jordan's just so damn popular.
But
Jordan was international,
Tiger?
Too.
Tiger in the 90s.
Like,
and
Jordan's the reason why basketball is international.
Yeah.
Because of the Dream Team in 92.
Yeah, and the shoe
Tiger
brand.
Tiger is responsible of what golf is today. There's no live without Tiger Woods. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Like, none of this golf.
Mean, there's no golf without Tiger Woods, to be frank.
Yeah.
Like, it still exists,
Tiger,
but it's not.
Ahead of Jordan.
It's not nearly as popular.
Man, I can't believe Chewie's being a bigger Tiger stan than I am.
Yeah.
That's something. And I signed up to, to get a special release of his Tiger's Sunday Red collection yesterday. That's how much of a nerd I am.
That's kind of bland for you, isn't it?
What? Sunday Red? That's the name of Tiger's clothing
red
brand.
Shirt?
No, it's the name of the clothing brand. Sunday Red.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, that's the name of Tiger's clothing brand now that he's no longer with Nike. But Chewy, a good advice for anybody. You know, especially if maybe you're going to be, off in your own little world watching the first major of the year. You can always make it up to your wife by heading over to the jewelry center and taking a look at some of the fine selections they have over there.
Is that mine, Reed? Because I never got it. So you can just keep going with it.
Well, I mean, should I do this?
I have it for you.
No. I got you, Gabe. It's actually Angie's birthday coming up.
So, whoa!
Yes, I do have to go over to the jewelry center because
Dean, the dancing machine.
Happy life. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest. Most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the jewelry center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I'll be taking it to the jewelry center. They have three locations to stop into: Greenfield, Brookfield, and Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at topshoptjc.com. I'm living proof. Happy wife, happy life. The jewelry center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, and Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by YouTube, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We've gotten more context from David as to the carbon monoxide issue. Again, he issued earlier today a PSA to the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Nation, as he described it, saying carbon monoxide is no joke. So here is the context, Chew. He had a tree root growing into the sewer main under his basement floor. Honestly, easy fix. Problem is, I didn't think to make sure the basement was vented while I ran a gas-powered concrete saw. Spent 2 hours outside, still felt terrible. My mom made us go to the hospital. We drove to Summit, got oxygen and blood tests. They then made us each take an ambulance to St. Luke's to spend three hours in a hyperbaric chamber. Not a fun day. Definitely not looking forward to what the bill is going to be.
Wow. Well, now you got to make sure things are vented. I just realized down here that I have a pizza oven that runs off of propane that gets super hot. Gets to like 900 degrees.
Yeah.
So in the bar that we had built has no ventilation. So thank God my buddy said, you have to vent this because if there's ever a leak in the hose and there's a spark, he showed me a picture where that happened in a house down here.
Yeah.
I mean, it blew up half the house.
Oof.
Thank God. Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Chewy, I'm assuming you didn't watch any of the national championship game last night because it tipped at 9:20 your time.
Yeah. I didn't watch it because, much like the drivers in the left lane, I kind of figured it was going to be a wash, that UConn would win fairly easily, which
they did.
Turns out they did. Why they put it at 9:20 is so dumb, especially when the girls, you said the girls' ratings are going to blow away the men's ratings.
Oh, it's not even going to be
close.
That
game was on at 3?
So the women's game, tipped at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where you're at, Chewy, in Florida. And, I mean, the women's game, a couple of things going for it. A, it was on network television and ABC. And the national championship game last night for the men wasn't on CBS. They rotate it because CBS and Turner both have different rights, you know, and they're part of the rights package. They share it. So last night was on TBS, TNT, True TV. They had some different simulcasts going on. But it's still, so that, A, the you know, it's going to be favorite of the women there. And the women's game averaged over 18 million viewers, which is the most watched basketball game since 2019. So no, the men aren't going to touch that. But I also think, being a 9:20 Eastern time start, 8:20 Central, like that's
terrible.
That's
especially
not great
on a Monday.
Man. Yeah.
Can the women run that back next year? Or was this all Caitlin Clark?
I think it was a lot of Caitlin Clark. I don't think that they're going to touch the 12 million, 14 million, 18 million in terms of the Elite Eight Final Four championship game that she played in. But I think that where women have an advantage, Chew, in college athletics right now is they have all the star power. Because if you're any good in the men's game, like you're 1 year and then you're going off to the NBA.
Yeah.
Like the men haven't had a true star in men's college basketball probably since Zion Williamson. But the women, so we got Caitlin Clark the last 2 years, you know, and that was able to build up. We were introduced to Angel Reese last year, so we got that rematch of Caitlin versus Angel Reese. We got Caitlin versus Paige Beckers, which is another name that people recognize. Juju Watkins from USC was a freshman this year. She's fantastic. There's a great freshman at Notre Dame, and the women are staying in their college game.
Yeah.
So the women's college game, Chew, I think is going to be a little bit like it was in the 90s, where you had all these recognizable stars that were in college for a while, and that's what drew you to the game, is the star power. And I think, again, I don't think they're going to get 18 million people watching their national championship game next year, but I think they grew up the audience, and now the audience realizes, there are actually some other good players in this women's college game as well. And while they won't tune in to that extent, there's still going to be plenty of people who are going to tune in for the women's tournament next year.
Caitlin Clark was the first of her kind in the type of play that she got, which drew a whole lot of attention, and then it was able to build over multiple years. The one thing women's college basketball has going for it right now is the NIL deals right now can legitimately compete with WNBA contracts. The NIL deals for men do not compete with the NBA contracts. So players can seriously consider, like, if I'm going to be a mid-first round pick in the WNBA, depending on where I am, I might get more money and I can get more attention and I can just stay here and kind of enjoy this, what I got going.
Well, plus you can't be one and done.
Right.
The WNBA is like the NFL, Chew, where you have to be out of high school for 3 years. And then you can go.
That's not fair, though. That's the game. I was just going to bring that up. That's not fair. Why in football do you have to stay past your sophomore year in college basketball, you can be a one and done. I'm surprised no one has challenged that legally.
Well, but Chewy, that's not an NCAA rule.
That's an NFL and NBA.
That's an NFL and NBA rule.
Yeah, but still, that.
Well, and Maurice
seem fair.
Maurice Claret famously did challenge that about 20 years ago. At this point, the former running back from Ohio State, who had a great freshman year, thought he was ready for the NFL and derailed his own career trying to chase after that. He wanted to declare for the draft, sued the NFL, did not win his lawsuit, and never really did anything in the NFL. I mean, I think he got a cup of coffee here and there, but he hadn't played football for a few years until he was drafted. So he had challenged that. There have been a couple of challenges by the NBA, to the NBA rule, and they've gone back and forth to, you have to be out for a year. And they're thinking about maybe even going back to, okay, if you want to come straight from high school, you can. But that's not an NCAA rule. That is sport to sport.
Rule, huh?
Yeah, that's a sport to sport thing that the professional leagues decide, not the NCAA.
Yeah, because college basketball would be so much better, like you said, if these kids stayed for at least 2 years. Three would be ideal, because basketball back in the day with Jordan in that era was so good. Was so good.
The big problem they have is now the transfer portal, even if you stay multiple years, you don't have teams building up. It's like, I mean, the LSU team lost like two or three players already, the women's team. To transfers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's coming for everyone, and pretty much every year you have to field a brand new team. UConn did it, which basically
was what UConn did. Well,
right.
I mean, they weren't even they lost some transfers, but
right.
I mean, they lost NBA. Their big three players to the NBA. They brought in one transfer who was their point guard in Cam Spencer. But yeah, they're going to be a radically different. They were a radically different team this year versus last year.
It's like a full restock every year.
Let me ask you this. Like, college basketball programs, you think they even recruit high school anymore?
It depends upon the program, but some...
I mean, why wouldn't you just do it the transfer portal route?
I mean, some schools certainly are going to do that. You know, I mean, if like Calipari at Arkansas, I'm guessing is still going to... I mean, he's really good at getting those... high-level one-and-done guys. I'm guessing he's probably still going to recruit those people. But yeah, I'm sure there are programs, too, that just kind of scour more, look at the mid-majors, see if there was anybody that they missed, and then they can just pluck really good players from the mid-majors and bring them up to, their program in the major Division I college basketball. But yeah, that's why, I mean, people still watch the men's tournament because it's the men's tournament. Right, and we all filled out brackets and the whole nine yards. But the women's game is catching up, and I think they're going to have an advantage because they have the stars.
More recognizable, yeah. No, I agree. I actually enjoyed it. I actually watched the championship game.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, South Carolina pulled out in the end, and again, South Carolina kind of did what UConn did, where they were undefeated last year too, when they lost to Iowa. Their starting five went to the WNBA, and then they went and had an undefeated season and
reloaded,
won the championship this year. It's unbelievable what they did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy what they did on the women's side. But still, I think that's where we're at in terms of college basketball. People are still going to be tuning in for the women's side, most certainly. I'll be curious to see what the men's numbers are, too, but it's not going to touch what they have over on the women's side. Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Kevin is the founder and CEO of Mentality. He wants you to feel that way. He wants to make you feel at your best. And you could be dealing with low testosterone and not even know it. That's what happened to me. Tired, groggy, you just don't feel like yourself. You're probably thinking, yeah, it's what happens as you get older. Everybody's got to go through this. But it doesn't have to be that way. You go to Mentality. LowTUSA.com is their website. You book an appointment, go through their process, get a blood panel done. Within a week, your results are back to you. And if your testosterone levels are low, you can start working with them. And it's a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. Not one size fits all. Not just, everybody does the same thing. No, it is to make sure that your levels are where they need to be so you can feel and perform at your very best. LowTUSA.com is their website. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We'll be right back. the Bucks are in the home stretch. Got a handful of games left. Regular season ends. Right now they have the 2 seed barely hanging on. Up ahead of the Magic, who they have 2 games left against. They've got the Celtics tonight. They've lost 4 in a row, and they haven't looked good doing it. I know you... I feel like I've been rationalizing for the Bucks because, you know, during this 4-game losing streak, they didn't have Dame the first 2 games. They didn't have Giannis in the 3rd game. In this last game, Chris Middleton went through mouth trauma, lost a tooth, and had to leave the game, and that's when things got away from them against the Knicks on Sunday. So I feel like I've been rationalizing, but I feel a lot of people in Bucks Nation are starting to panic because they are playing bad basketball heading into the postseason. But when you, they're going to have like a week rest. Like their last game is going to be this Sunday, and then they're going to have a break for the play-in tournament because you have those games in the Eastern and Western Conference. Like their playoff run's not going to begin for another week. During that week, can you hit kind of the reset button and leave everything that happened in the regular season behind?
That's hard to do. Hard to do, especially when you're playing bad, you know, and they're fighting for their lives because the path for them is much easier being the 2 seed than the 3.
Well, 2-3 doesn't matter. Yeah, 2-3 doesn't matter. I mean, if you're the 3 seed, you're just playing the 2 seed. You just don't get home court advantage, right? But you want to avoid being that 4 seed because that means you would get Boston in the second round.
A little doom and gloom here. How easy is it for Giannis, if he did say, nah, I just don't see us winning here, time to move on?
In the NBA, incredibly easy. It happens all the time. Doesn't matter that he signed the contract.
So they can't say no. Not in a million years.
I mean, they can say no, but then, I mean, we've seen teams do this before and, you know, that it becomes contentious. And I don't see Giannis doing that, but maybe. We've seen it with, that's how Anthony Davis forced his way out of New Orleans to end up in Los Angeles with the Lakers.
So we shouldn't be concerned with that at all, is what you're saying?
I mean, there's a concern about it for every big-time player in the NBA, yes.
But
you're always a little concerned.
I
am not concerned about that right now, no. That's not on the top of my mind.
He's going to be uber frustrated.
Sure, but I mean, he's a part of that frustration, man. Like, it's, you know, he's a part of the team.
I don't feel good. Bottom line is what you're asking, though. I don't think you can just turn it on and all of a sudden start playing championship basketball. Obviously, there's an issue. Whether guys aren't buying in. I mean, Doc Rivers had said some things about this team that kind of are a little eye-opening about professionalism and things like that. So, not saying it's over, but I am not feeling great.
Wilde and Tausch, they're coming up next. I'm going to the game tonight, so I'll kind of get a feel for whatever happens tonight against the Celtics. I am a little nervous, though, if I'm being honest.
All right, report back.
Wilde and Tausch, they're coming up next. 94.5 ESPN.